don't stop, can't stop.
Cornell.
I want it. Can't stop, won't stop. Yes,
Cornell.
Love it. Don't stop, can't stop.
Cornell.
Yes, Dad.
What, cut off that damn TV show watching that ignorant ass shit? Got you messing up your homework, damn mixture show niggas. Making black folks look like damn fools. Talking about I love it. If it was your damn timetables, would you love that? How about loving some long division, nigga? Can't stop, won't stop bringing these damn L's home on your fucking report card. And somebody get the damn phone. Damn, I pay the bills. Can somebody at least answer the phone?
Man, I got it. Hello? It's for you.
Hello?
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Span Report Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Span. I'd like to first say thank you for checking me out and getting down with the report. You could be listening to anybody in the world right now, but you're listening to me, so I'm grateful for that. Most of you who are listening to this podcast may have come to know me from the many random shoutouts that I did on the Haterazzi radio show, and still others may know me from the many videos that I've done on YouTube with my Span TV channel. And really, this podcast is just an extension of the Life As I See It videos from Span TV. What I want to do with this podcast is not only keep you a bit informed on what's going on in the news and some pop culture, but of course, with my own unique perspective, keep you entertained with good music, old and new. Be warned, though, that this show will express some strong opinions, and I do have a tendency to piss people off with those opinions. And the language can and will, on occasion, get a little raw. But we all grown here, right? If you got kids listening to this show, chances are they've seen or heard worse looking at BET. So with that, I'm going to get right into a quick musical break. And later on, I'm going to talk about the shootings of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, the release of nude photos from a cast member of the Basketball Hole show, and plenty more. So stick around.
Yeah, truth be told, this is who you call the truest out the newest foe. Some people watching our every move like it's the Truman Show. Coolest flow, signal to my crew to cue to go. With they finger on triggers, gon' powder under cuticles. Newest flow shows, it's ugliest war zones. Yeah, shit is ugliest, Lady Gaga's wardrobes. Word to Dilla, his verse is illa. The worst I kill her, ain't heard nothing. It's legendary out since the birth of Thriller. My human nature to expose team scenes. These rapping niggas are girls, pre-teen Billie Jean. Seems they love when I'm performing. They laugh at your performance. My shit is Martin Luther, your shit is Martin Lawrence. Touring on a plane or somewhere in the world new. In the clouds listening to Stevie Wonder's Girl Blue. So true, dude is feeling confident and feeling taller. I'm feeling on top of the world without the fear of falling.
I said, niggas known to talk a lot, get chopped up. I say I'm sitting in the coffee shop. I don't mean I'm at no Starbucks. Just me and Vicious, roll around like we don't need no niggas. Just these triggers, we old school like Dean Pritchard. You can't take the heat, get your ass out the kitchen. Matter of fact, take your ass back in there and wash the dishes. I'm ready for war, I know what you're thinking, I already said it before. You better get ready for this, deadly medley whenever we hear the record. I can cut into you in my sleep, like step into the week. I can catch a bullet in my teeth, I'm known as who not to go at. Don't ask, just never tempt me, you can bet your ass, you'll have no ass, you bet against me. I'm in the best shape of my life lyrically, I don't even write seriously, I just fuck around. Like a rolling stone, I laid a hat in many homes. Bad boy like Diddy Kong, showed us with his whole entire city on.
And I'm back. That right there was Deadly Medley by Black Milk featuring Royce da 5'9 and Elzai off of the Album of the Year album. And you could pick that up legitimately on iTunes and Amazon, and of course your nearest music outlet for those of you who still roll with CDs. That's real hip-hop right there, y'all. Speaking of CDs, though, can you imagine what the life of a bootlegger is like right now? I mean, shit, you go through all the trouble of downloading the music and the movies and buying all this equipment to burn the shit, then you tote around your book bag with your Lil Wayne mixtapes and demo copies of the latest movie, only to find out that everybody has the internet and burners and they bootlegging their own shit. They don't really need you. Bootleggers is being squeezed out everywhere. I mean, even the bootleg cable man ain't seen no business since the whole digital transition shit they was pumping a couple years back. Just saying, if I was you, I wouldn't want to be a bootlegger right now. That shit is done. That is, of course, if you bootlegging Air Force Ones and Jordans. Shit, you can get those at your nearest liquor store on the rack standing next to the honey buns. Which leads me to the basketball hoes. Or, as the show is officially called, the basketball wives. But we call them like we see them here on the Span Report. Jennifer Williams, the only one on the show that seems to be actually married, just had some cell phone photos of her released. And I must say, if fake titties is your thing, old girl got you covered. Nipples pointed to the sky in two different directions. Baby girl even got a full frontal shot, which I was kind of surprised by. But then I got to thinking, why the hell am I surprised? Isn't this what hoes star for attention do? Isn't this the second member of that cast to have some new photos released? I'm starting to think that this is going to be the standard practice for every new season of the show. Who's going to have a spread eagle shot for us next year? I got my money on Royce. Everybody on that show going to get naked at some point, with the exception of Shaq's ex-wife, since she's the one running the show. And I want to thank Shawnee with providing us for the more train wrecks to watch. I must admit, the shit is highly entertaining to watch 30-plus-year-old ex-wives, jump-offs, and baby mamas act like 8th-grade bad girls. But back to this Jennifer Williams chick. Truth be told, she's not a bad-looking woman at all. But have you seen that nigga she's married to? Eric Williams has got to be going for the most fucked-up-looking nigga to ever play in the league, with strong competition coming from Popeye Jones. Dude never really was that great of a player and was more of a role player in the league as opposed to being a star. But the dude made some good change playing in the NBA, a millionaire a few times over, which is why it was so funny to me to see this physically beautiful, stuck-up bitch damn near get caught up begging to keep her marriage to this dude. Check this out.
Put me through a lot of like, let's just be real.
I understand that, so what you gonna do?
We need to figure it out, because I'm not happy.
What you want to do? Do you want to be in this relationship? You're the one that's unhappy. I'm good. You tell me to come home, I'll be home.
What do you mean you good? Yeah, I would be good too if I did all the that I did and it was the new consequences.
I mean, I'll explain to you all that and how I felt about it, all that, you know what
Listen,
I mean?
Here's my take on it. I feel like, you know what? I can sleep at night because I know that I've done all that I could do. Neither one of us are happy. So it's like, how long do you drag this out?
I don't. What are you talking about? I've been preaching this stuff to you for a while. If there's no communication, then there's just no communication. It ain't going down. You know, there's really no emotional attachment, you know, at all. You know, so to me, I'm dragging out. I mean, you've just been holding on to, I guess, memories. I guess you've been holding on to memories or whatever, or the thought of, you know, being a failure, but man, relationship comes and go all the time, you know? You know, love don't have no boundaries, you know? That's just the bottom line. When I'm around, I can sense the energy and the tension. I know you can, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? We ain't smiling no more. You know, it's a lot of things, you know? So you're getting your emotional support elsewhere right now. You're getting it from your friends, and that's not really good. You got friends telling their friend to commit adultery. What kind of is that? What kind of real support you really got? You know what I mean? You got these miserable females that they trying to give you some advice. You're supposed to be married, you know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be in a relationship. I mean, when I'm a...
I'm going to sit up here and fake to the world like we some happy couple?
No, you don't got to sit up in the fake in the world that you're a happy couple, but...
Please, don't even know you're married, because you know why? You haven't worn a wedding band in I don't know how long, okay? So you lost it, you just lost it and didn't think to replace it, right?
I mean, we wasn't going like we supposed to go.
Okay, whatever.
What, the ring don't represent the...
It represents something. That's why you have it in the ceremony.
I mean, don't be having your on either.
Whatever.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can fake it to the show to the world, but you don't be having your on either. So I mean, you ain't saying nothing to me either. You know what I mean?
What now?
you tell me. You know.
Well, I mean, I think it's pretty apparent.
What's apparent?
Like the next thing.
What's the next thing? Say it.
Like to move on.
That's fine with me. I mean, we can do that. I mean, of course. I mean, that's We discussed that before, man. We've been discussing that for a whole year and a half, you know? So, I mean, what you got? You gonna get a lawyer? Let's have him get it all set up. Man, you can have this place, man.
We'll take it one day at a time. It's like whatever.
No, it's no one day at a time. You know, I don't know no in between. I just know like black and white. It's not gray. It's no gray areas with me. I just need to do it, you know.
We'll figure it out. I mean, everything is just, you know, it is what it is.
You see how quick that shit went from I'm not happy to, well, let's just take it one day at a time. Watching that shit confirmed, well, of course, what I already knew. Money will definitely change a bitch's perspective when it comes to dealing with a dude. And if you aren't a bitch, don't get your panties all up in a bunch. Chill out. But watching these two interact was very much entertaining and gave ugly niggas everywhere hope that they too can have a bad bitch begging for their affections. Only if you got paper, though, fellas. Only if you got paper. Speaking of niggas with money, how about this nigga Lil Wayne, yo? Apparently this dude got the dark-skinned sisters all hot and bothered in ways he probably wouldn't like. Rumor has it that this gremlin-looking nigga don't like dark-skinned chicks. As the story goes, a group of models went to meet Wayne at a hotel. One of the chicks was light-skinned, two of them was a little darker. But anyway, they go to this dude's room and somebody says, "Damn, y'all pretty to be dark-skinned." And then Wayne quotes a line from one of his songs and says, "Beautiful black woman, I bet that bitch look better red." So, obviously, this ticked the chicks off, and one of them mentioned that his daughter was dark-skinned, to which Wayne allegedly replies, "My daughter's a dark-skinned millionaire. That's the difference between her and you." And then the nigga apparently goes on and on about his harem of light-skinned baby mamas and the Asian baby mama that he hoped would give him a daughter with good hair, but instead, they had a son. Okay, first let me say this. I'm not surprised by this shit. And I don't know why everybody is acting shocked at what was allegedly said, if in fact it is true, if you look at who supposedly said what. This isn't going to hurt Wayne in the least. The jail stint didn't hurt him. Hell, it made him a fucking martyr. The multiple baby mamas in the span of a couple years didn't hurt either. Hell, it's still misguided girls out here trying to lay up with this nigga. The picture of this nigga kissing baby in the mouth didn't hurt him. His addiction to syrup didn't hurt him. This nigga walking around with teddy bear shoes on ain't hurt him either. Add all of that to the fact that this nigga has said far worse in most of his songs on mixtapes and albums, and I'm shocked that any of you would even raise an eyebrow to the shit that's going on for gossip right now. Do you really think that this type of thing is going to stop dark-skinned girls from listening to Lil Wayne? No. That's just like believing that Nelly sliding a credit card through the ass of a stripper was going to make them not want to be part of music videos anymore. About the only thing it's done is keep this nigga's name relevant. And I guess by even mentioning this shit on my show, I'm helping the cause. Shit. Well, anyway, I'm about to take a quick musical break. But when I get back, we're going to talk briefly about the use of this word, the Illuminati. Attention whores and the thirsty niggas who feed them, and plenty more. So stick around.
Me a G4 by now, so I would never have to wait at the gate. I could have checked in the 5-star palace and would have got the whole floor for my stay. And if I really, really, really wanted to, print my own money with my own face in my own state, like Prince Hakeem, living like a king. But my heart said, wait for just something a little better. Don't settle for whatever, just wait for someone that can bring me everything I want and need. A dollar every time I heard it, yes, I would be. But I'd settle for whatever, long as I can get with you.
I'll settle for a day from you, and I'll think about it, babe.
some draws on call, y'all. I'm talking one for every day of the week. Even my Mondays would have been crazy and stayed the same up to Friday.
Don't forget the weekends.
I mean, I really, honestly and true, could have been someone you love to hate, but it's okay.
Girl, I'm not that way.
Cause every time I try to be something, just keep on telling me, for something just a little better. Don't settle for whatever, just for someone that can bring me everything I want and need.
That's some smooth shit right there, ain't it? That was Millionaire by Music Soul Child off the Love & Music album, which you can find in the iTunes store or on Amazon. What? You thought all I was playing was rap on this joint? Nah, man, as much as I love rap and hip-hop, I can't listen to that shit all the time. Gotta slow that shit down just a little bit. Good R&B can put you in a nice little frame of mind. Hell, quite honestly, I listen to that more than I listen to hip-hop. Don't get me wrong, there's a lot of garbage out here passing for R&B nowadays, too. Them Pretty Ricky niggas come to mind, but I digress. And to you young cats, unless you dealing with some straight-up gutter rats, ain't no self-respecting young woman you trying to get next to getting turned on by anything made by Gucci Mane or any of them other ashy lip niggas. Play some real music for that woman. Speaking of gutter rats, though, I'm starting to realize why I don't normally add people as friends on Facebook if I don't already know them. There's a couple chicks whom I don't know personally and I've never really talked to who requested to be my friend. So what did I do first? I looked to see if we knew any of the same people. And then I checked out their pics. Now, if we didn't have any mutual friends, her pictures either make or break it from, yes, that's my friend, to, no, I don't know this person and I'm reporting that ass for spamming my shit. Nah, but for real though. Most of these chicks were very attractive physically, but when it came time to reading what these chicks were updating on the regular, I started to see shit for what it was. These chicks were attention whores. You know the type. She'll update her status about her getting out of the shower. Does anybody want to lotion her up? Or, man, it's lonely over here. I wish I had a nigga to cuddle with me. And then you look at the comments and it's just a pack of thirsty niggas dick in one hand and typing with the other talking about, yeah, baby, I'll lotion you up. Or the infamous, I'm on my way. Never really stopping to notice that this chick has 1,000 niggas on her friends list, all saying the same damn thing. Dude, to her, you're like a grain of sand on the beach, and you look fucking pathetic. See, although I may like the way she looks, I don't like her behavior. And more often than not, it's the niggas that don't come to her with his dick in his hand. It's the dudes that's not really hanging on her every word. It's the cast that's really not paying this attention whoring bitch any attention that really has this broad's attention. Cause she wants to know what it is about you that's not exactly falling for this bullshit she's shoveling. Being thirsty ain't sexy, niggas. And not only that, try having a meaningful conversation with this chick that don't involve what money you got and how you gonna spend it on her. Or that doesn't involve some type of sex, or that does involve some type of philosophical or socially responsible topic. Chances are those conversations won't get that far. Parents, fathers especially of young girls, give your daughters the proper attention she needs early on in her life. Show her what it is to be treated by a man so that she doesn't tolerate any type of disrespect from these little knothead niggas out here. Showing your daughter the proper attention when she's young will keep her from being the attention-seeking whore we see flood in cyberspace and pop culture now. That's a classic case of low self-esteem. Our daughters don't have it, and from the looks of it, these thirsty niggas out here don't have much of it either. Which leads me to this term, the Illuminati. I know you're thinking, Span, how do you go from low self-esteem to talking about the Illuminati? What's the relation? Okay, first things first, full disclosure. I am a Freemason, and I have been for almost 10 years. So a lot of this talk of the Illuminati does kind of irritate me, but I find some of it kind of amusing as well. That being said, you can take whatever I'm about to say right now however you want to, so here it goes. This word Illuminati is becoming a lot like the term hater. Whenever someone has the wherewithal to form an opinion that is contrary to what others may think on any particular thing, the first thing that they're called is a hater. I may not like a song that's been getting heavy rotation on the radio lately, but a lot of my friends seem to like it. If I express my dislike of the song, I stand the chance of being called a hater. Basically, this term has been woefully overused to squelch diversity of thought. And in hip hop, the music has suffered because people aren't really giving their honest opinions to these artists about what's good and what's not. Now, the past couple years has brought this term Illuminati to the forefront of a lot of hip hop discussions. Artists like Jay-Z, Kanye West, and Rihanna are all said to be members of this supposed secret society, and many of their detractors point out to their levels of success as proof of their membership. He owns his own clothing line, he has his own record label, he has his own cologne, sports bars, a percentage of the New Jersey Nets, and he's branched this out and amassed a fortune out of hip hop. No one thus far as an artist in hip hop has been able to cross over into the corporate world and maintain legitimacy in hip hop the way that Jay-Z has. You can go on YouTube and see hours after hours after hours of videos talking up this Illuminati and all of the uber successful pop star supposed membership in the Illuminati. But here's the question I'd like to pose. Why can't that person not only be immensely talented, but business savvy as well? Supposedly, you can't make that type of money unless the white man makes it possible for you. Is that how Madam C.J. Walker got put on? White folks made her one of the first black millionaires in this country? Or was it the fact that she supplied the people with something that they needed and or wanted? See, I look at it as a low self-esteem issue. You don't believe that you or someone like you can achieve something that great or to that level of success unless someone else that doesn't look like you makes it possible. And so with that belief, you don't put nearly the amount of effort into your craft that you should because you believe that you have to sell your soul to the white man or the Illuminati in order to reach that level of success. Growing up in the hood, you hear this a lot about the hustlers around the way when they go to jail or get killed. Man, he could have been the CEO of a Fortune 500 company. He just had that street mentality. And now here you have someone who basically came from the same environment, took that hustler's mentality into a legitimate business venture with himself as a product, and it's the Illuminati that you give the credit to? Are we ever allowed to be successful, even in the eyes of our own people? Hell, if this show were to ever blow up, will it be because I'm supposedly a part of the Illuminati? Low self-esteem, y'all. Just my take on it. Count me as an informed skeptic on this one. It does make for entertaining YouTube viewing, though. I give you that. We're coming up on our next musical break, and when I get back, we're going to talk about how the Tea Party Republicans are trying to back off of this rhetoric they've been pushing for the last 2 years with the Arizona shootings and other weird news. Plenty more show to come, so stick around.
Yeah.
Now I was dreaming about a deal at the age of 13. I was fiending for the meals, I ain't talking Burger King. Some of my niggas in the Ville, all they did was surfing. Fuck scales, I had skills all day rehearsing. The pretty boys had them girls, spent their time flirting. All they wanted was some waves like they fucking surfing. Hold up, now don't get it twisted, I ain't hating, do your thing. I was like a young Simba, couldn't wait to be the king. Now a nigga is the prince. Hopped over the fence where the grass way greener. Look at Shawty ass way meaner. Something like Serena mixed with Trina, have you seen her? She fine enough to be Miss Howard, word to Adina. My money like a senior, watch it graduate. Now it's time to eat, I'm letting all my niggas grab a plate. Gravitate to real shit, stay away from phonies. These niggas heard about me, now they acting like they know me. Keep on saying, where you going, nigga? Shit, it ain't no telling. Yeah. Hey, where you going, nigga? Hey, it ain't no telling. Yeah, they keep on saying, where you going, nigga? Going, nigga. It ain't no telling, yeah. Can't tell you where I'm going. No, I won't stop. Goodbye to the bottom, hello to the top. Pardon the interruption. A proper introduction is necessary when your shit is legendary, man. Greedy niggas wouldn't let me in the cafeteria, cause they ain't believe. Suddenly they Presbyterian. The hoes is librarians, they looking me up. She got a Jones like Marion, she licking me up. Then we cut, look how she say my name. I got a moaning J. Cole, they used to say Jermaine. I never change, I'm like a corpse in a coffin, 6 feet, shit's deep. I was low, just a dollar and some hope, fix me. Cause I was broke, plus the weed that I would smoke would make it worse. Lord, please let my problems disappear like Ron Mercer. I'm a star, converses, conversing with them girls with them curves like cursive. They open like curtains, cause my shit is unheard of.
I hope you enjoyed that. That was Grown Simba by J. Cole off of the Warm Up mixtape. Again, all of the music you can obtain from iTunes and or Amazon. Check that mixtape out. This cat is kind of restoring my hopes in hip-hop. Speaking of things that I hope you enjoy, though, I want to take this time out to put you guys onto a few podcast shows that I enjoy listening to and that you should definitely check out. These shows cover the entire gamut from pop culture, sports, politics, and relationships. First and foremost, you should check out my man Dark Hater and the Haterazzi Radio Show. This is actually the first podcast show that I started listening to regularly, and this past season was able to contribute to the show with the random shoutouts. Really funny show, a lot of insightful commentary with a lot of comedic value, and not only that, the brother is trying to help promote talented underground artists of all genres of music on the show, so it's definitely a must listen. Another show that I listen to and keep on heavy rotation is the Black Guy Who Tips podcast with husband and wife team Rod and Karen, talking about everything from movies to video games to music and a lot of weird shit going on in the news. They truly are an interactive show, and the feedback shows on Saturdays where you can call the show and leave voicemails and have them respond on the show. And then they're really active on Twitter. The whole atmosphere of the show is just really cool people having really good conversations that you would normally have with your own people, so you should definitely check them out. Another show that I listen to pretty regularly now is the Chonilla.com podcast with Clove and Shirley, another husband and wife team from north of the border, representing Canada. These people keep me laughing just at their random thoughts and conversation, and lately their son comes in while they're recording the show at some of the most inopportune times, and the shit is just funny as hell to me, so definitely check them out. And for those of you in need of good sports talk, check out the Morning Jones podcast hosted by Bomani Jones. Some of the realest and funniest sports talk you'll find on the web. The Morning Jones is actually a live Sirius XM satellite radio show that you can download as a podcast for those of you who won't be able to catch it live, or for those of you who simply don't have satellite radio. Jones is really heavy on the Twitter himself, and he does interact with his audience, so definitely give him a listen. One thing about this podcasting is that there isn't much animosity at all amongst the different shows and show hosts. Most times you can find the host of one show guesting on one of the other shows. Nobody is fighting as if they're scrambling for sponsors. I think Rod from the Black Guy Who Tips calls it the Chitlin Circuit of podcasting. And that's cool with me. Good music and good conversation. That's what these shows are all trying to provide. But I want to switch gears for a minute and talk about the shootings that happened in Tucson, Arizona. 20 people shot, 5 dead, including a 9-year-old girl, and a federal judge, and most notably, Democratic Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Some crazy son of a bitch by the name of Jared Loughner is being held responsible for the crime. And as the media went searching for some background info on this dude, they came across his YouTube channel, where his videos talk of a distrust of government, how Americans were illiterate and being brainwashed, and other ramblings about the U.S. currency. I wonder where he would get some of these ideas.
The Manchurian candidate couldn't destroy us faster than Barack Obama. If you were planning a sleeper to come in and become the president of the United States, this is how he would do it. Odds that Barack Obama is the Antichrist. The government is full of vampires. You know what this president is doing right now? He is addicting this country to heroin. Heroin pusher. President Obama is just saying, you know what? I've got that $3.5 trillion budget that we're doing. This year, Americans across the country are holding tea parties. Celebrate with Fox News. We want to be with you and your tea party. It all adds up to government control. One world government. They'll take away guns. They'll take away our sovereignty. The FEMA camps, or the FEMA prisons, we are enslaving our children. It's slavery. It is slavery. I'm just a guy who cares. I'm sorry. I told you for weeks, you're not alone. We voted for change. You know what that change was? The change we wanted was an end to the games.
Well, if you're just joining us, three police officers were gunned down and killed today in an apparent ambush.
One witness says he heard hundreds of gunshots and, well, you heard it yourself. Friends of the gunman say
Pittsburgh police say the gunman is 23-year-old Richard Poplawski. We know that Poplawski fired at officers Stephen Maley, Paul Shulo, and Eric Kelly. All three were killed.
On Saturday, April 4th, three Pittsburgh police officers were allegedly shot and killed by Richard Poplawski. The accused shooter is reported to have a history of violence and a deep hatred for Jews and African Americans. In the wake of the tragedy, Poplawski's friend said that he was distraught over losing his job and
feared that the Obama administration would ban his guns.
The Obama administration was about to ban guns.
His guns would be taken away.
Of course, the Obama administration has not sought to ban guns. This rumor circulated widely among the extremist fringe of the right wing, and the media gave it credibility.
The Obama administration revealed its plans to go after gun owners.
A new assault on their freedom to buy and own guns.
These guys, they'll take away guns.
Busy planning how to ban guns from American citizens.
Ideas that were once the exclusive domain of the lunatic fringe are more and more finding a home on cable news.
We have right now a real paranoia on the right that is whipping people up.
They feel isolated, angry, betrayed, and besieged. And some of their leaders seem to be trying to mold them into militias. This is what's coming, America. Depression and revolution.
Welcome to the New World Order.
Could it be the beginning of a beautiful friendship? A global new deal? A new world order?
It's really anti-democratic. It's sort of verging on totalitarian.
Headed towards socialism, totalitarianism.
Road to fascism. They're marching us towards 1984.
The FEMA camps, or the FEMA prisons. I wanted to debunk these FEMA camps. I can't debunk them. If you have any kind of fear that we might be headed towards a totalitarian state, look out, buckle up.
Those crazies in Montana who say we're going to kill ATF agents because the UN's going to take over, well, they're beginning to have a case.
For a little over 2 years now, we've been hearing these types of messages going out every day. We're hearing it from our politicians. We're hearing it from the pundits on cable news. We've had Sarah Palin actually use crosshairs on a political graphic targeting this woman's district. We've seen Tea Party demonstrators show up to rallies with Glocks strapped to their legs and AR-15s on their backs yelling about how pissed they are with the government, with signs saying, "It's unloaded now, it may not be next time." Do you really think that the AR-15 is the best conversational tool to bring to a healthcare debate? We've heard over and over again that the Democrats are turning this country into a socialist society. We've heard them called fascist and tyrannical. This has been the rhetoric for the past 2 years, and now there's someone who is repeating the same things that these people were trumpeting during these rallies and on these talk shows carries out what these people have only been talking about for the past 2 years. Now they want to wash their hands of it. You show up to a healthcare rally with an AR-15, but you want me to think that you were talking about the ballot box? Really? Now, I want you to understand me. I'm not saying that any of these politicians or these talking heads are directly responsible for what happened in Arizona. But what they have done is foster an attitude of rage in people. The more over the top the rhetoric, the better the chances are of showing up on TV. The more they're on TV, the more they get to spread that message. For the past 2 years, the rhetoric has been ratcheted up, and now you want to wash your hands of it. During the Nevada Senate race, Tea Party candidate Sherrod Angle said, "The first thing we need to do is take Harry Reid out." Ann Coulter talked about Timothy McVeigh, the Oklahoma City bomber, and said that her only regret was that he didn't go to the New York Times building. Glenn Beck talked about killing Michael Moore, saying, "I'm thinking about killing him, and I'm wondering if I could do it myself or if I need to hire somebody else to do it." It's amazing to see these people backtrack on what they said and what they believe not even 24 hours before this tragedy happened. And to make matters worse, you already have conspiracy theorists talking about this is just a plot to put body scanners in strip malls and strip us of our freedom of speech. Look, you have the right to freedom of speech, but that freedom does not come without responsibility. You don't go into a movie theater and yell out fire and then wash your hands of the coming stampede of people trying to get out to save their lives. You have to be mindful of what you say and how that's going to affect someone else. Needless to say, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the rhetoric and the political scene these next few years. My prayers do go out to the Congresswoman Giffords and her family and to all the other victims of this crime as well. We're coming up on another musical break, but when I get back, we're going to go over some other weird news going on in the world, so stick around.
Now, I'm a Christian. I've made mistakes myself. I believe fervently in second chances, but Michael Vick killed dogs, and he did in a heartless and cruel way. And I think, personally, he should have been executed for that. He wasn't.
Sometimes I don't even know how I'm going to eat. About $20 away from being on the streets. Might see a nigga on TV, but hell, it's almost like I'm rapping for free. That little money be gone. God damn it, I'm gone. Gotta help keep the heat and the lights on. It would be nice to have more, but I kinda like being poor. At least I know what my friends here for. I wanna lie to you sometimes, but I can't. I wanna tell you that it's all good, but it ain't. It's niggas hurting and uncertain about if they gon' make it or not. That's why we got niggas killing, feeling like they coming up off a little dope they sold. You can get some gold, but we won't make it as a whole. Cause without you, there'd be no me. And without no unity, there will never be any happiness. You can smoke a pile of sex, and it still won't relieve your stress. God bless my thought process.
My thought process. Now. Now as an outcast, I was born, wasn't warned of the harm that would come to meet me like MetLife, but yet like none. Sent me through a lot of ups and downs like it ain't nothing, like elevators, but I ain't the one that's pushing the buttons. I got off at the 13th floor when they told me that it wasn't one. They said it's get from 12 to 14. Still smoking, still drinking. No, I'm sitting on the Lincoln 4 a.m. thinking that in reality the world is like a ball full of players. We trapped off in this maze with walls made of layers, and only prayer is the tightest game that you can have. The devil's taking a swing, that mind is spraying the broken glass, but my crystal ball see the pistol fall to the wayside. Nobody would die in cops and robbers when we used to play ride. Huh. Only thing we feared was William Wayne. Never thought about hitting licks or slanging cane. Did not think I'd be the one to give into abortion. Label me murderer because my ass is scorching. Hot from the Glock that sits under my seat. Yeah, it's real fucked up that my folks come to get me. And it's like that.
And I'm back. That was Thought Process by the Goody Mob featuring Andre 3000, and that was off of their Soul Food album. Classic oldie but goodie hip hop. Hard to believe that joint is already like 16 years old. Guess that means my young ass is getting old too, but you know, there is an alternative to getting old, and ain't nobody looking at that alternative no time soon. I know damn well I'm not. So you young saggy pants niggas that can't even walk down the street because your pants are down to your knees, fall back. But let's get into some of this crazy news real quick. A man is arrested after his alias comes up as having a warrant. Authorities in Montana say a man who had three outstanding warrants for his arrest gave officers a false name during a traffic stop, but ended up in custody anyway because that man was also wanted. Court records say that during a traffic stop Monday in Great Falls, Jonathan Ray Gonzalez of Box Elder told police that his name was Timothy Michael Coop Jr. The officer learned a man by that name was wanted in Hill County and arrested him. Police say a search of Gonzalez after his arrest turned up a half a gram of methamphetamine in his jacket pocket, and he was charged with criminal possession of dangerous drugs. The Great Falls Tribune reports that Gonzalez gave his real name on Tuesday, so a charge of issuing a false report to law enforcement was also added. Oh, shit, man. It had to be the drugs that this dude was on for him not to know not to use that name. I mean, come on, dude, for real. I guess them drugs really made him forget about the shit that he did in that other name, too. Hell, he wasn't even smart enough to think on his feet and just come up with a whole other name that he'd never used before. Leave that shit alone, dude, for real. But on to the next story. Police say a man turned a sex toy into an explosive device. Police in Waseca, Minnesota say that Terry Allen Lester had been staying with two women at an apartment but was forced to leave by the management. And after he was gone, his roommates went through his shit and found a container with Christmas gifts written on it, and inside was a dildo. And not just any old dildo, but one that had his insides removed and replaced with gunpowder, BB shot, and buckshot, along with black and red wires connected to a trigger with a battery port. The women told police that Lester was planning to give the modified sex toy to one of his three ex-girlfriends. Now this dude faces up to 10 years imprisonment and a $20,000 fine if convicted. Damn. You know how much hatred you gotta have for somebody to actually try to shoot them in one of their orifices? That shit kind of reminds me of that movie, Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead. When Christopher Walken he called for them dudes to get buckshots where they take you and put the gun in your crack and shoot you in the ass. That's some sick and twisted shit right there. I wonder if the nature of the weapon will qualify this as being a sex crime. And I wonder how the dudes that's already locked up are going to feel about this cat voluntarily trying to destroy some pussy. Shit, they ain't got a hold of that in years. They about to be passing this dude around like a joint up in there, man. Hope you got your ass locked up, dude. But moving along, a Swiss village says, pay your taxes or the dog gets it. Officials in Reconvier plan on putting Fido on notice if his owner doesn't pay the annual $50 tax. Local official Pierre Allen Nimitz says that the move is part of an effort to reclaim hundreds of thousands of dollars in unpaid taxes, and he says a law from 1904 allows the village to kill dogs if his owner does not pay the canine charge. Nimitz told the Associated Press on Monday that authorities have received death threats since the news of this plan got out. This isn't about mass execution of dogs, Nimitz said. It's about putting pressure on people who don't cooperate. Now, you know what the first thing I want to know is, where the fuck is PETA on this? You ain't seen no demonstrations. You ain't seen no commercial campaigns. None of that shit. Whole lot easier to gang up on one person than it is a damn government institution, though, ain't it? Hell, and you ain't. And you know what's funny to me? It's a lot of these so-called animal rights people that are so fucking hypocritical. You mean to tell me you don't eat meat because you believe that animals have just as much right to live as me, but your shoes and your belt are made from leather? Fuck out of here with that shit. Hope these people pay their taxes, though. If they had a tax like that here, hell, nobody would have a damn dog. But moving right along, a man playing real-life Frogger gets hit by a car. A man has been hospitalized after police in South Carolina say he was hit by an SUV while playing a real-life version of the video game Frogger. Authorities say the 23-year-old man was taken to a hospital in Anderson after he was struck at around 9 o'clock Monday night. In the Frogger arcade game, players move frogs around traffic on a busy road and through a hazard-filled river. Before he was hit, police say the man had been discussing the game with his friends. Chief Jimmy Dixon says the man yelled, "Go!" and then darted into oncoming traffic in the four-lane highway. No charges are expected against the driver, and the name of the man who was struck has not been released. He was in stable condition Monday night. I'm just going to say this as simply as I can. That's what his dumb ass get. Now, a friend of mine from the Hateration Federation, it's me, Fawn, sent me a link to a pretty disturbing video of a chick doing something that should make all fathers of young girls just hang their heads in shame. Here's a little bit of the audio here.
Hey, give me that chill, baby. Shit. Hey, Winnie World Television right here. Hey, Winnie World Television right here. I'm still getting Winnie in Louisiana. Somebody say, suck that dick. Say, suck that dick. Oh, this is 10 years ago. Suck that dick.
Now see, that was some ratchet ass concert where dude was enjoying some fellatio right on the motherfucking stage. Baby girl just whipped the shit out in front of hundreds of people and went to town on his dick. Now, I included this with the weird news because, well, that's not normal behavior. And two, as I was watching the video, I couldn't help but notice how helpful the other dudes on that stage was while old boy was enjoying his blowjob. I mean, I'm pretty tight with my homies, but I'm not sitting or standing around watching them get their dick sucked. And then one of these cats went to go get this nigga a chair so he can enjoy the blowjob that much more. Hell, I ain't even trying to see my homie's dick. That's some shit that needs to be an eternal mystery to me. But anyway, he's sitting there getting his dick sucked. No girl just seems to be oblivious to how much of a slut bucket she appears to be. Now, I said earlier that this was something that all fathers of young girls would hang their head about. And if that was your daughter, you would definitely be ashamed of what your daughter was out there doing. Who wants to be the father of the town hoe? But for those of you who don't participate in the lives of your daughters, you too can very much be raising a hoe just by your mere absence. I'll provide a link to the video in the show notes so you can check it out for yourself. But please, make sure you don't open that shit up while you're on a job. The Span Report can't be responsible for people being out of work. Real talk. Now, we're coming up on the next musical break. And when I get back, I'll talk about how you can be a part of the Span Report podcast. So stick around.
Just wanna be in love. Oh, it's a new love. It's a new love.
That right there, that's some good wind down music, good mellow. That was Brand New Love by Robin Thicke off of the Sex Therapy album. Go to the iTunes store, amazon.com, and cop that. Speaking of winding down though, I want to tell you how you can be a part of the Span Report podcast. One of the best things I love about this community of podcasting is how accessible and interactive all of the hosts from these other shows are. And the Span Report will be no different in that regard. So here's how you can get in touch with me and share your thoughts, and I'll respond to you right on the show. You can call the Span Report podcast hotline at 313-288-0485. That's 313-288-0485. You can leave me a message there. Also, if there are any special links to something you think I might find funny or you want me to discuss on the show, you can shoot me an email at thespanpodcast@gmail.com. That's thespanpodcast@gmail.com. And you can follow me on Twitter, that big ass chat room that everybody seems to be in. My name, of course, is Mr. Span. That's Mr. _ Span. So please hit me up. There's so many ways to be a part of the Span Report. And of course, you can always go to the Span Report website, thespanreport.com, which is really my home base and a straight up news blog. Real news, real talk all the time. And I still haven't mentioned the Span TV channel on YouTube, that you can go there and check that out also. Plenty of social commentary content there too. I want to thank you for taking the time out to chilling with me today. And I hope to see and hear from you all. So, until next week, y'all. Peace.
I'm like, whoa, he don't stop it. Nobody gets my hobby. We freaking this ain't cheating as long as we tell nobody. Take it, girl, she leave, and I'll meet you in the lobby. I'm so cold, yeah, you that hot toddy. Show me, baby. I'm a wild boy. You tryna tame me, baby. To where I get it from the house. Can you keep me faithful? Got a lot of girls, got a lot of flavors. That's why when I hit them, they on me to return the favor. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but hear me, babe. If you can whip it to the point where I'm screaming your name. Said I'm tryna get your clothes off. From what I'm seeing, you look so soft. It's your bragging what I'm going on. Said you were right, I just don't fall off. Can you show me, baby? Ooh, you got me like.
I'm like, ooh, keep on stopping. Nobody is my hobby. We freaking, this ain't cheating as long as we tell nobody. Tell your girl she leave, I'll meet you in the lobby. I'm so cold, yeah, you got hot toddy.
Pick 'em out. Talk a lot of shit, dog. As good as you putting out. Yeah, you fancy, huh? I'm trying to pull you out. See, it's a lot of girls standing around. She said,
you clip, you're the best. Oh. And I only want the best.
So I said, I ain't gonna be here longer. I'm trying to get you home and get your clothes off. Ski, ski, a couple of and then you doze off. You claiming it's better when I, if I take it off. Say you were right, I just don't fall off. Yeah, I done had a lot of women to tell me what they can do. But can you show me, babe? Ooh, you got me like.
I'm like, ooh, keep on talking. Nobody is my hobby. We freaking, this ain't cheating as long as we tell nobody. Tell your girl she leave, and I'll meet you in the lobby. I'm so cold, yeah, you got it hot toddy.
Hot toddy.
I'm
tired.
copy, copy, copy. They call me King Ho, copy. Big ballin' is my hobby. So much so they think I'm down with the Illuminati. My watch do illuminate, my pockets are naughty. But I'm God body, y'all better ask somebody. I was born a god, I made myself a king, which means I downgraded to a human being. You was born a goddess, I made you my queen, which means we upgraded to Louis the 13th. Hot toddy, her poppy like cognac, her mama like herb tea. We burnt a couple of sacks, and after tea steeped, I creeped all in a teepee. We did it Indian style, had the girl speaking in tongue. She like young, you hung, what you done done? Stop before you wake up my mama, Mike. And now that you arrive, it's time that I go. Yeah, I'm so cold, I'm so cold. I like you, close up. Nobody is my hobby. We freaking this and cheating as long as we double body. Tell your girl she leave, I'll meet you in the lobby. I'm so cold, yeah, you got hot time.